Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. This week's topic is when you are not understood, what you can do. So why this is important, because this is another thing that brings us out of our peace. When somebody doesn't understand what you say or they're taking it the wrong way, what can you do? So basically, the only thing you can do is to not take it personal. People are hearing you from their past traumas and their life experiences. They're not hearing you from yours, okay? So this is an example of what happened, and it really bothered me because I knew I wasn't understood with it. But somebody had asked me, so let me backtrack a little bit. I avoid going to the doctors, and I'm not saying you should not go to the doctor, and I do go to the doctor when I need to, okay? Understand that. But I avoid it. And so I do everything possible to help myself before I would go. And I was talking about this in class, with somebody. And it was interesting because they were talking about, well, if you have an appendicitis, you're going to have to go. And I said, well, I think I said, I'm not going to, but they just like, well, they got all smug and smirked and like, well, yes, you would have to go. When what I was really saying is where I was coming from is like, I don't talk about those things because I don't want to manifest them in my life, right? So I didn't want to discuss it or be on that topic of what I would do if that happens. So I was trying to avoid it. With what I was doing, it was taken as, well, I'm just not going to go. And she was like, well, yes, you would have to go. Which, sure, I would have to go. But I'm not going to focus on that. I didn't want to talk about that because I'm very careful in understanding that we do manifest our life, right? Now, understand there is soul plans that things are meant to set up to happen, okay? But we can do the best possible and have the best possible outcome with our thoughts and keeping them in the positive. And we can bring the good things to us in our life. And so I was misunderstood and I felt misunderstood and I was really bothered by it for a while. And it made me think like, it's okay if we're misunderstood. We don't need to prove our points. We just need to know where we're coming from and understand what we're thinking and what we're talking about, because nobody's going to perceive us in the correct way. Like I said, they're all coming from their perspective of trauma from their past. And so they're not going to see how we're trying to say something or understand exactly what we're saying. It's being interpreted not the way that we would interpret it. And that's okay. You're going to find that more than not, that you're not going to be understood because everybody's coming about it from different experiences and traumas. And so it's all going to be interpreted in a different way. Have you ever seen that thing where you start somewhere with a story and it goes around the room, just even a sentence, and by the time it gets back to you, it is so totally different than what it was said to begin with? It's crazy. Maybe try it sometime. Let me know in the comments below if you try that scenario. I think I'm going to try it with my family next time we're all together. But see, everybody's life experiences and they're different. So what you're saying is not going to be taken the way you're saying it or the way you understand it. And the reason we talk about this is because getting to the point where you understand that and don't take it personal or be upset when somebody doesn't really get what you're saying or not you're they don't get it the way you're saying it, or they're not coming from your place, right? Because we need to find ourselves in more of a peaceful place, and when we're bothered because somebody's not understanding what we're saying, that's not being in a peaceful place. And it's about not being frustrated with them also for not getting it, because they're coming from their experiences. And these are things that I just like to share because this is what I've used in my journey and how I helped myself be happier and not upset at people because of where they're at. And even if they take something I say the wrong way, it's okay. Because there's no way, I mean, there might be a way you can help them understand, but there's sometimes you can't, and that's okay. It's okay. As long as you know what you're trying to say or trying to be or trying to do, it doesn't matter about the others. It matters what's within you. All right? So that's what I've got for today. I have links in the description below on how to contact me. Also, in the description below, I have a free healing meditation. Click on that and sign up, and you'll receive it in your email. So go do something you love. Every day, do something you love that lifts you up, brings you joy. Do at least, whether it's sing, dance, run around the yard, paint, whatever it is that brings you joy, do it. Then do one thing of self-care, whether it's drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Do at least one thing of those every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything and in everyone. And when you see something that stands out to you and for someone, say it to them. Lift them up and lift you up. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you're going to see a difference in your life. That's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.